Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dalton at W.F. Taylor's new headquarters, and I'm with Dan Pelton. Dan, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we haven't met before. Before we get into your big news that you're moving W.F. Taylor's headquarters from California to Dalton, Georgia, I'd like to talk a little bit about you. You've been working with W.F. Taylor for about a year now, right?
That is correct.
And you came in through Dominus Capital, which bought Taylor about a year ago as well, right?
That's correct.
Most people would know, too, that Dominus Capital is headed up, one of the principals is Mac Bridger, and they also own Bentley Mills, which is based in California as well. Let's get into your background. I think it's interesting that you come in here as CEO. You've got an interesting international sales and marketing focus. Before joining Dominus and coming here with Taylor, you worked with Quartza Global. Tell us real quickly about who they are.
Okay, Quartza Global was once a DuPont joint venture between the Sabancı Holding Company, Quartza, and DuPont. So they had a joint venture. Quartza had bought out the joint venture, and we became Quartza Global, which was a billion-dollar international company focused on heavy denier industrial nylon, polyester, tire cord fabric, and fiber that's used in military apparel, webbing, cordage, mooring cables, you name it. It was any kind of fiber out there that's being used in industrial applications came out of those facilities.
So you have a chemical and textile background, but also a sales and marketing focus that suits you well for leading this organization. Let's talk also real quickly about W.F. Taylor's background. I believe it was back in 1977 that they got started in California, in Fontana, California, and initially started were focused on making adhesives for the carpet business. And now as we look forward, Jack Rady retires, you take over as CEO. Talk real quickly about the mix of Taylor's business, because I know it's a lot more than just carpet adhesive. You make a product now that has applications in almost every flooring type, right?
That's correct. We still sell broadloom adhesives and a lot of the legacy products that were out there from the past, but we are strongly focused on the LVT, LVP, resilient space. We also have a very strong offering in the wood products market, as well as the carpet tile space, which is obviously, as you know, is a big change in the carpet side of the business, as a lot of product are moving in the commercial side from broadloom to carpet tile. And we make products for all those applications.
Another fact that some people may know that are close to this business is that a substantial amount of your business is sold under the Taylor brand, but you also have a pretty substantial piece of business that is OEM or sold to companies that sell it using their brand, right?
That's correct. We make a significant amount of manufacturer branded products as well as private labeled products for big OEMs, smaller OEMs, and some distributors.
And while you're moving your headquarters here, you will continue to operate both manufacturing facilities, the one in Fontana and the one you have here in Dalton, right?
That's correct. Exactly right.
Another point that we need to point out as we talk about Taylor now and moving into the future is your sustainability message, because you've been somewhat on the leading edge of that. I think most of your products are GreenGuard certified, and you've moved most of your products from being solvent-based to being water-based. You have non-isocyanate adhesives, and so I'm sure that's going to continue to be your focus moving forward, right?
That's correct. I mean, Taylor in the past has been the industry leader in driving the green story and the green products. The green technology has been their history and what they built upon. That's the expectation going forward, is to continue to drive that, to come up with sustainable products, bio-based type materials as well, to keep the Taylor story of being the leader in the industry in that area.
What do you think attracted Dominus Capital to want to buy W.F. Taylor a year ago?
Well, I think a couple things. One is W.F. Taylor has a very nice product mix. They're uniquely positioned in the flooring space with a broad range of products playing in all different areas. They have good chemistry and a very nice team. Their technical staff, I'd say, is premier, bar none. But we also see that this industry has a great growth opportunity. We see the growth in the commercial sector as well as in the residential. We see the LVT, LVP growth opportunity, and we know Taylor's uniquely positioned for that. Also, Mac Bridger, as you mentioned earlier, has a strong industry knowledge, and with my background in adhesives, composites, and coatings, I think it was a good marriage. So when Dominus took a look at this, we said, hey, this is a great company with a great opportunity for the future, and we've got a lot of knowledge of where to take this thing.
You're having this event today. You mentioned as part of one of your next steps that you're going to focus on repositioning Taylor, do some rebranding. Talk a little bit about that topic and also where you plan to take the company in the future.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to reposition the company with, obviously, we had the first step with the change in the leadership team, and we brought in some strong guys to help support us in doing that. We think that there's a couple things we really want to do with the company. We obviously want to refresh the brand. Our focus is really going to be on three key areas of our business. And if I can give you a mantra combination of words, it's forward in technology, inward in operational excellence, and outward in customer focus. You know, build upon the, you know, industry-leading chemistry we have, the signature products that we have out in the space, as well as tailored solutions, if you will, for solving customers' issues. A real deep internal focus on our operations to become best in class operationally, which puts you at the lowest cost position so you can really support the customers. But really, I think the other leg of the stool that's going to be very important for us is how we focus on driving customer relationships, supporting the customers in the field, supporting our OEM customers that are here on a day-to-day basis at a much stronger way than we have in the past. You know, we're getting ready to do some very interesting next steps, which I think the customers are going to find a huge value in. We can talk about that at the next ribbon-cutting ceremony. But we're very, very focused on our customer at this point.
Dan, you mentioned your plans to grow the business. Where will this future growth come from?
Well, obviously, there's going to be organic growth in our current space with our current customers as we support them in a greater way, both here in Dalton, in the, you know, the heart of the flooring space, as well as through distribution across the country and to our customers that are in the international space, which we're seeing some significant movement there as well. But we also have a very strong focus on acquisition activity right now. We think that there's great opportunities within our space and in adjacent spaces or adjacent markets that we believe that we have Taylor positioned as a strong platform company to build upon. And we think this is going to be very positive because the headquarters will continue to stay here and we'll drive and grow our business that way as well.
Now, most people know that adhesive business is somewhat of a compounding business. So you bring together recipes from existing materials. Will you have a sizable investment in R&D so that you can continue to evolve the products you offer the business?
Yes, there's expectation of a growth in our R&D facilities. We're going to do some expansion in the near term. Obviously, there's going to be capital injected into the company to, you know, further support our customers with application and application engineering. We are going to be looking at our distribution part of our business as well to better serve our customers from a freight and a distribution setup. The good news is we have two facilities, one on the West Coast, one on the East, which we can take huge advantage of, and I think our customers can really take a great advantage of, especially out West when it comes to freight. Because customers out there that might want to ship something from Dalton, it's crazy to do so. We have a plant right there.
I've actually toured both your facilities in the past 5 or 6 years, and I've got to admit, it was super clean. It's like you can eat off the floor, and I'm sure you're going to continue to maintain that type of quality and maybe even push it to the next level, correct?
Yeah, our focus is definitely on the internal leg of our stool is to really look at how do we make sure that we are best in class. Not only can you eat off the floor, but everything is lean and efficient. Every process is lean and efficient. We're going to inject capital for automation when necessary and as necessary. And even in this past year, we've put significant capital into our operations as a step one in preparation for step two with our growth.
All right, Dan, well, congratulations on your news that you're moving WF Taylor's headquarters to Dalton, Georgia, and wish you the best of luck. Again, been talking to Dan Pelton, the CEO of WF Taylor, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.